we're doing an actual quest this episode. It's like a real D&D podcast and stuff. Anyway, we get to see Barry the Bush in action. Jeez, we're falling into all the D&D tropes. Next time, Cliff is going to play a flumph. Let's roll.
Alright, so,
So I had to put a padding on the...
You didn't... Oddly enough, you didn't run into anything on your way to... But you start hearing, like, hyenas.
I don't think those are hyenas.
Very good. You start hearing, like, the cackling, so you know you're getting close.
Does he get inspiration for that?
No.
I tried.
I grant it.
I have inspiration for spider already.
I'm pretty sure those aren't hyenas. Inspiration point.
Yes. You are so fucking smart.
Wow. Yes. What do you think they are? Mm-hmm. They're blue. Well, hyenas up in here, though.
Up in here?
I mean, there has to be. So that's where moles come from.
I know.
Alright, so apparently we're looking for this magical fishhook, guys.
Alright, so...
We're going to have to kill a lot of moles.
Sweet.
Excuse me.
Are you okay with fighting there, Val?
Sure.
Alright, good. What
yeah, so...
I'm worried about the bush.
So you heard...
What kind of fighter is she?
She is a great weapon fighter.
Great
and champion,
fighter.
Yeah. Great weapon champion.
So she doesn't have any martial things or anything.
No, I didn't feel like getting all into that.
No,
you smack things.
Yeah, that's I made it so that you can just smack things. That's basically...
Smack.
I have martial weapons and simple weapons.
Yep, and that's... You have a great sword and a... I think a great axe.
Marshall's makes the best weapons.
TJ Maxx is pretty good, too.
They shatter on impact.
You have... So, a couple things, just so you know. I don't know if you've had a fighter before. You have Action Surge once a day. I think it's once a day.
I hate Action Surge as a DM.
I get it.
No, it refreshes on a short rest.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah. But basically, you get a whole new action if you want. So you can do an attack with multiple attacks once you get them, and then you can Action Surge and do it again.
On top of it?
Yeah, so if you have... So, like, I think when you get to level 5, you get an extra attack.
Yeah.
And then that means if you Action Surge, you would get 4 attacks in that round.
And what was her fighting style? Great weapon?
Great weapon.
Fucking amazing.
That is the one good thing about being a fighter.
Oh, so
if you roll a 1 or 2
the
with your damage die, you can re-roll them.
With a great weapon.
Yes.
With your great weapon.
Because if they didn't have that, there's no reason to not just be a barbarian. You know what I mean?
Right. Actually, I think fighters are a little bit...
smarter.
Well, they're a little bit, yeah, definitely smarter than a barbarian. But they're, as far as fighting goes, and maybe not tanking, but as far as fighting goes, I think fighters are better than barbarians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too, but it's because of those 4 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for some reason that
Warhammer.
You sort of grant you just 1 attack.
Oh, a Warhammer, which is also a great weapon.
Love it.
But you also have a great sword, which I think
that's...
A
great axe, a great sword, and a Warhammer.
That's
2d6.
Damn, you were fucking tanking those around.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, she's like 6'4".
A bush for your
and
trouble?
Jacked.
And
a
jacked.
For your trouble?
Yeah.
I can treat any 1 or 2 on a damage die as a 3.
Nice.
So, a yawning chasm ahead of you threatens to devour you as if you were in a giant icy maw. The wind sweeping through the mountains can't drown out the inhuman cackling that echoes in the chasm's depths.
Is it dark out?
No. Well, it's getting dark. You might, guys, probably, like, it was about a 12-mile trek, so it took you from the morning until now to get there.
So it's like dusk.
It's kind of dusk. I would probably, given your druthers, I think you guys would take a rest before you go into the cackling chasm. So
let's camp here for the night and like Barry.
Can you eat my berries, please? Everyone, 5 berries.
Oh, God.
Someone's going to have to double up.
I take a berry.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, fine.
Thank you.
It was pretty cold. Everyone that takes a berry feels a little bit warmer.
All right, so he's got 1 left on him.
No, someone has to double up.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
All right, so all of his berries have been eaten.
Nice. So when he wakes up the next morning, he gets 8 temporary hit points.
He still gets one-shotted.
Thank you.
I mean, he doesn't have much HP.
He does. No, that's why it was an easy pick.
Every night, The four of us have to jam berries.
God damn it. I hate these berries.
I mean, like shit.
Feel better after I eat them, but still. It tastes like fucking ass.
I keep forgetting that your child was listening to the...
Fucking teenagers are the best. Come on.
They're not.
Zero.
Out
here, all sorts of shit.
For everyone. Like,
they just don't interact. Yours probably do. That one doesn't.
No, they don't.
Is he going to work?
You're so older.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still technically teenagers. Not my son, but...
Right. I mean, they're just out. They're within each other.
Ew. No.
Oh, no.
He's pooping.
Dude, he just shit himself.
That messes up with the anal bleaching.
It's all for nothing!
I mean,
it's raw.
Fuck. Sorry, there was a little bit of an issue that I have to recover from. Okay.
So we wait the overnight.
Yeah, so you guys, you know,
yeah, we'll take our long
camp.
Rest or whatever.
So I'm going to ask this. You rations check. Everyone's going to have to tell me what they have as far as rations go.
I think I had 10.
I have 10, but we don't eat, so.
Oh, yeah, I don't eat either.
Yeah. We got a lot of rations.
Where, does anyone see my bag with my, writing utensils?
Need a pencil?
Yeah, but I need, this isn't even a mechanical pencil.
Hold on, why we're doing whatever? Should I put on the ribs? Should I wait a little bit? It takes about an hour.
Last time you cooked them for an hour and they were still a little pink in the middle? No.
Well, that takes a little longer than an hour.
Made me uncomfortable.
Hour and 15 minutes.
I like them cooked all the way
through.
Yeah. 160, please. You have a thermometer?
Good with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to need two.
If I get trichinosis on top of what I already
alcohol
have.
Alcohol poisoning.
Fucking alcohol poisoning.
It's been a rough weekend.
Not good. Dead.
Oh.
I said my own name.
Oh,
I said my own fucking
name. You missed
name. It. I said my
you
own fucking
own
name.
I mean, we kind of stopped. But I think we paused.
I agree.
All right, let's say we paused.
We'll retcon it.
That was kind of a pause, yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead and actually pause.
I mean, you still have another shot lined up.
Okay.
Oh.
And we're back.
Get our tokens out. Feel a fight coming on.
Maybe. You don't know. All right, I'm going to say, so since we were just talking about rations, I'm going to say you guys have 30 rations. You don't need to keep track of water.
I have 17 rations between my two people.
Well, that's, I'm just going to say total party rations is 30.
Okay.
His berries don't count as a ration. So you can't, like, just say I'm going to eat all of his berries.
You should eat them anyway.
Yeah, well, we know.
Please.
This is out of the game. But his berries do not count as rations. And if you run out of water in your skins,
it's snowing.
If you do, you have to boil it.
Okay.
Because
we'll light the shrub on fire.
Otherwise, you're going to have to make a constitution check, and if you fail it, you're going to take 2d8 and
poopy damage.
Poopy damage.
Not good.
We're
going to
have reaction to it like Big Bean to the ring.
I didn't like it.
I watched that glass app too.
How long do water skins last?
I think water skins hold like, I'm trying to think. You need like, I think that's like 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have a water skin and it's full, you have like 3 days of water for one person.
I don't know why, but I feel like we should stock up before we leave town.
Too late. You already left.
Oh god.
I mean, I imagine we all would have filled our water skins.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, obviously. If you have a water skin, you would have filled it. You don't have a water skin because you're
a tree.
You just plant your roots in the ground.
I mean, hope. Yeah,
maybe
he
can't get poopy damage. Can
he? Can't get poopy damage as a tree.
Okay.
Because
he doesn't have an asshole.
He doesn't have an asshole, and he doesn't need to drink, or eat.
Okay.
He just needs sunlight.
Yeah, Warforged don't eat, but they presumably still need water.
I would think, like for cooling and
yeah,
you know, just
sex.
General what?
That's friction.
Lubricant.
Now, water is not lubricating.
It would cool it down. All I know is that whenever I cut, like, tile or
anything
like that.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
Right?
Whenever I just
hit a wet saw. right?
Yeah,
to cool everything
so.
Down.
All I know is I like to pour water
over
my head.
I keep pouring water down there. When... See the lube? I bought some.
I have free lube.
Why is it oily?
Cleanses.
Don't you get any STDs?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to help.
It doesn't.
Huh?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Said from experience.
Makes it worse.
Oh, my uncle said.
It does?
I mean, if you poured boiling water
boiling
in your
water?
Vagina while you're having sex. Yikes.
Oh.
Sounds like a
fetish. Just say it probably would make it worse.
The worst fetish.
I don't think it would make...
There'd be open wounds.
I
didn't
break anybody into that.
More than the one open wound. That's...
It doesn't even matter. You're pouring boiling water on your genitals. Wound or
it's
not.
It's not an axe wound.
It's over. For
it's shit like an axe wound, but
it's not. It's not one. unless you had that operation, then it's
yeah.
It kind of is.
It's then you have to dilate.
Then it literally is an open wound.
Guys, stop.
What do we do?
Cliff does not.
I don't want to talk about it.
Cliff
okay.
Does not like that.
He's too aroused.
I love those videos. Anyway, all right. So you guys are basically going to the cavern.
Here we go.
The chasm. I should say.
This is going to be you, Dixie, unless you have a character.
At the south end of the chasm, humanoid skulls are stacked on either side of the cave mouth that contains icy steps descending into the rock.
Looks like the skulls you have inside your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you bow, I guess. You have the same.
Thanks.
Blood has been used to draw crude symbols on the skulls.
Yes.
Like the blood.
Can we decipher them?
Not a good sign.
I mean, not... Do you, does anyone, do a DC, who has good religion?
I mean, that's probably
going
to be
pious.
Pious.
Yeah.
Plus
so do a religion check.
Could be
21.
Wow. Nice.
So you know that the symbols are of Yinagu.
They're of Yinagu.
Yinagu.
Yinagu, I meant.
The demon lord of gnolls.
The demon lord of gnolls. I think there's gnolls in there.
It's
a good guess.
So no hyenas.
Inspiration token.
No.
So smart.
I
feel inspired.
So are you guys, I mean, you're at the entrance of the cave. Are you guys going in?
Yeah, I mean, we got it.
Okay.
Official kids, right?
The giant
doesn't
fish
appear to be
hook.
Any other...
Yeah, is there a boat docked nearby that we can just check?
So, what's up?
Is there a boat nearby?
We don't have anybody to check for
there's
things.
No
for,
boats.
Like, traps or anything. Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
What? Every party?
Oh, you do. You.
Yeah, me. The warlock.
I
just
check for traps.
Dexterous.
Yeah, I have thieves' tools. I have sleight of hand, stealth. Like,
you know, why don't you check for traps on our way in then?
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay, roll perception.
Do you go
okay.
Like a 90-year-old
oh, perception
boy.
I'm no good at. But
oh, well, that's
if
problem.
Someone else can find the trap.
Seriously?
I can, yeah.
Oh,
that's a wisdom thing.
That's
warlocks are not wise.
That's
we're charismatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's perception is really the whole thing.
Pius has a +4 to perception.
Yeah, and if he sees
traps.
It and goes, oh, there's a trap, then I can try to...
Yeah, Pius will take a look.
All right, you can take a look around.
Nat 20, 25.
You don't detect any traps.
We're good.
Phew.
Crude steps.
Step forward, springs a trap.
I trust the robot.
Boom. Crude steps lead down to a frigid 10-foot-high cave filled with a putrid stench. The mostly broken bones of humanoids and animals lay scattered on the icy floor amid lay scattered on the icy floor amid bits of metal and torn strips of leather.
I think this is the way to go.
Is there anything worthwhile in that pile of stuff?
Weapons? Roll a perception check.
I go around.
You're the one looking, not
God.
Out there.
15.
It's good enough. So you know, you are digging around the bones because you're a monster, and
you really are.
I'm curious.
You find 4 gold pieces, 14 silver pieces, and 21 copper pieces.
Can we just call it?
Hold on, and you also find a random trinket.
Oh cool.
Random trinket time.
While this is happening,
it's a dildo.
Barry sees a rat.
I put it inside me. It's mine.
Barry sees a
you
rat, and I trap
yeah.
it, and I'm trying to feed it a berry.
What are you trying
to eat
the
berry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro. Calm down.
I just wanted to eat the berry.
We're stealthing.
Yeah,
here.
We're stealthing, and you're gagging a rat.
You can't force anything to eat your berries.
I wasn't eating it anyway.
You can't. You're not allowed.
You know, why don't we each take one of those berries for in the cave here
yeah.
in case we need to heal? So we all...
No. Because if you take the berries and don't eat it immediately, it goes away.
You have to eat it immediately.
Just to
crunch on?
Yeah. Well, we might as well hold on to them. Because we saw that they did heal.
I'll hold on to my berries!
Crawl your way towards the bush if you're down. Does that matter?
Yeah, but I have to wait. Put the other ones in.
So how much gold was there? Like 2 gold, you said?
It was 4 gold, 15 silver, and 26 copper.
Yes, correct.
4 gold, 16
and you
silver.
You find a
how much copper?
26.
I pocket all of it.
You were looking.
You find a damaged Scrimshaw cameo depicting merfolk.
What is it?
A damaged Scrimshaw cameo depicting merfolk. So it's like a little thing, little circle thing made out of like whalebone. That has like drawings of merfolk on it.
Yeah, I put it in my carvings in my pocket.
Yeah,
my pouch.
And it's damaged.
That's right.
It's like a little bit cracked.
Yeah. So,
what'd you put in your pouch?
Huh? Some damaged Scrimshaw.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you know what? I hang it on him.
Like a tr-
like
oh,
a
that's
straight.
I kind of like. I love this.
I love this.
But he can't take it off. He's
now
trying to shake, and it's like not falling off.
A ring and a Scrimshaw.
I'm beautiful.
look how pretty.
He's gonna be our personal Christmas tree.
Oh, Berry Bush.
So demeaned.
Oh, Berry Bush.
Oh, Berry Bush.
All right, let's keep going into the cave.
All right, so
it's
there's two ways to go. There's a
keep track of what we hang on you. Though.
There's some steps up, into what looks like, down. Into what looks like a deeper area of the cave, and there's also a
That's what down means.
Yep. And the
stop. He's trying his best.
Shut up. There's a don't help me.
You know he just learned to read.
There is a path to the north.
Let's follow on this level. I think makes more sense.
Okay. Can you guys roll for sneak?
Roll for what?
Stealth.
Stealth, just to...
that's what sneak.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like a combined roll.
Jesus. 9.
19 and 2.
Okay.
5.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hope you roll.
What'd you get?
I don't know if it's a 6 or a 9.
That's a 9.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
So 9, 19, 2, and 5.
Yeah, so no dexterity.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good
enough. 40.
That's good enough, you said?
I said that's not good enough.
I reckon that, so it is good enough.
Okay.
All right, well, good.
So you apparently are making a lot of fucking noises. You're getting ready to go.
I mean, we're like, dunk,
dunk,
war for it.
And you're like going through this
rats
fucking...
Rats are arguing with him.
Yeah, Val's...
Eat my berries!
Yeah, I was going to say, all I hear is something saying, eat my berries, please eat it!
Val's got a nail file.
and...
What, I had a hang now.
4 gnolls... Come storming up the stairs. Roll for initiative.
That's bullshit, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Mike got a 12, and Pius got an 11. You already set up the board.
Yeah. I got it. Hold on. Let me. So, Smiter.
This is Pius. He beat in the back. Because he's the healer.
Oh, no. Do you have any... this one's dead.
I don't
dry erase, dry erase markers?
Yeah,
there's a few right here.
Can I have one, please?
Yes.
That'd be funny if it went right into your coffee.
Bloop, yeah, bloop.
My coffee's done.
Mimi God.
All right, let me just. We'll arrange this. Just keep note of your Smiter.
Keeping
bias.
Note.
I
never.
I know nothing.
I never will.
I am of no help whatsoever.
I'm not starting.
Do you remember that? Of course I do. Make it a point not to remember anything.
Well, you should. It's good that you all have first letters of your name that are different.
You know what? It actually it spells RSVP if you do it in a certain order.
All right.
Or RVIPs.
Or
if
yeah,
you do it in this order. Burps.
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 If you consider the V like a U.
Yes.
Like a Roman.
Yes.
You know, it'd be Burps.
Burps.
Yeah. That's our team name from now on.
Burps.
We're
Burps.
Burps.
Team Burps.
It's probably a better name we could come up with. Spurb.
Spurb. Spurb I like.
Spurb.
Grubs.
Rubs.
Erps.
Perbs.
Perps.
Perps. Perps is kind of a...
The perps. Did you say perps? Perps.
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 Perps with a B.
With a B.
Perps.
Or the perps.
We don't deal with children.
Yet.
We're pre-perv.
You're pre-perv.
Okay.
We're thinking about it.
All right. Let's go for the... let's go for the order again.
Smiter 12.
Okay.
Ice 11.
Okay.
What'd you get there, Dixie?
Val got a 12.
All right.
So
you guys
can...
Smiter can go first. That's fine.
Okay. You just pick her.
Looks like... what'd you get, a 4?
That was my sneak.
Oh.
Clint, where's your...
Sneak.
I got a 4.
Sneak.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want to use...
That's hilarious.
You don't want to use
it's in that drawer.
Teeth,
yeah,
like
top left corner. That drawer, top left corner.
16. It looks like...
Oh, that
very,
would have been bad.
Very
yeah.
close, yeah.
It should be like a small, like red or black one.
Ryan got a 16.
No.
No, I got a 19. I have plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and...
Fancy pants. Why is
there 2 sets of marks?
I don't have a plus 1.
Just in case I need 2. Wait, I don't need 2.
None of us are very dexterous.
But I can beat the shit out of myself.
You, wait, you got a 19 with your dexterity bonus?
Huh?
You got a 19 with your dexterity bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a... Give me 1 second here.
I think you guys know what I'm open with. Classic Warlock.
You don't know.
Shatter.
You
Shatter,
know.
Yeah!
Actually, we need to set up the board here.
Actually,
so,
that probably would be a pretty good opening.
How far away are
they? They're not far at all.
Shatter.
You don't have Shatter?
They're about 20 feet from you.
If I had it.
What is wrong with you?
Coming up the stairs.
Oh, I'll just...
And the stairs are wide enough that they don't like have to, you know, fumble over each other.
Fumble over me, Poppy.
You got your character there, Cliff?
Yeah.
Are we drawing anything?
No, it's just...
No, okay. Right. So they're coming up towards us.
You're in front, right?
Like this.
What? Eat my berries!
Before combat starts, I'd like to take a free action and kick the bush to the
you're
top.
You're 19? You're more of a 19, right?
Yeah.
Alright, roll again.
The berries fall on the ground, now you have to decide if you're going to eat them.
10.
14.
Damn it!
So they get first attack.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
And they all, I mean, they didn't surprise you, but, you know, they
both. They surprised me. I'm just
talking. Oh, no. Why would you do that to yourself? I didn't even ask you to do it.
Roll flame.
That's good.
Oh, God.
For
God.
He's so surprised.
I thought he said someone's name again. I was like, you have to stop.
I didn't. I swear.
For you.
All right.
Take a shot. It's true.
So
just concerned.
It's so hard to see the board from here. All right. So the green one is going to go up to. They're just going to go up to the closest to them, and if they can get advantage, they will.
All right. One against Val.
Okay.
They could go. One of them could get advantage Smiter, but they're going to be kind of between people.
So they would have advantage against them as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would they do that?
They probably wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Well, they're also cowards.
So one and three.
Aren't we all?
And then 4 and 2. And then 2 will... Yeah, so they're just 2 for Val, 2 for Smiter.
Okay.
Action surge.
You might want to hold
Not yet.
You think.
So, all right, the first one attacks, which one? Green one attacks Val. Does a...
Axe.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
Okay.
17, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, the other one, green two attacks...
Green three attacks Val.
Green three attacks Val. That's a hit. Oh my
we
god!
Jesus Christ!
With with its spear for 1d8. So difficult. For
he just keeps losing his pencils.
For 8 points of damage.
Yeah, I can move some stuff here. Some table space.
Green two. Attack.
We're fighting for the first time in 4 hours
Bias.
Of gameplay.
Since last night.
A lot of roleplay. A lot of roleplay and a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Green two.
Sounds like my sex life.
Bring it on.
No. Who's attacking?
Spiders are so bullshit.
Green to
or
attack.
Whoever's in the front.
Green to attacks.
Is that highest in the front?
Yeah,
or
the spider.
Spider.
Sorry,
okay.
So
green
two
is attacking
so
spider.
With the warhammer.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's a hit.
He's the more
21.
The two warforged. Yeah, 21 hits.
All right, and that is.
See a life player.
6 points of damage.
Okay.
And then green four attacks. Whoever he's near.
Also spider.
Okay. That is a 14, so probably doesn't hit. Okay. They're done.
Yay!
Hooray!
Alright, Ray Guy.
Alright, so, luckily I was only fooling. I do have Shatter.
Oh my god.
Why would you fool us like
that? I don't know if you can use Shatter without hurting people in your party.
You can get two of them.
I can get two and a third.
Actually, what's your...
Two and a third?
Yeah.
We don't do fractions.
What is it, a 10-foot radius?
Yeah.
If you did it here... No, if you did it here...
I think that's the best place to put it.
Yeah, you get
right?
one. You get one
I get one and four.
Okay.
So they have to pass a Constitution saving throw. They have to beat 14.
Although there goes any stuff we might have had.
Natural 20... natural 20 for one, and the other one misses it.
Okay. So the one that passed will get half damage.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
14. 21. Wow. So, the four, the one that missed it, he does not look good at all. He is like, holy fuck! And he doesn't even speak common, but that just came out.
Yeah, it's just a universal.
No cursing!
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No cursing. Pius is yelling in the back, no cursing!
And the other one is actually pretty surprised at the hit. It was a lot. Good thing we don't do, there's a mechanic called, shock.
Yeah.
Where if you lose more than half your hit points, then you have to roll a death saving throw to see if you're...
Oh, I was thinking
damn, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah, but we don't do that. That is a mechanic.
It was pretty fun.
We find your characters are dying enough.
Yes, we don't encourage that.
We don't need that every session. Hard to keep the listeners are having a hard time keeping track.
Is he even trying?
I am.
I swear.
Yeah, which episode is this? Is this with Marky Mark or the Bush?
Or
Marky
was
Mark or the
guy?
Funky Bush?
Yeah, what was the first wizard's name?
Sylvan.
That's right.
No, Sylvan was the guy from.
That was from the brothers campaign that we
yeah,
did.
That wasn't yeah. So that there was another one. You had.
I don't know. I blew him away.
Wow.
He meant so little.
Well, I can only have six characters unless I buy it. So
it's $3.
Shut up!
What do you mean, if you die?
You can't keep them on his...
On D&D Beyond, you can only have... With a free account, you can store up to six characters.
See,
if you pay
$3
a month, unlimited.
This
really?
Is why you need to buy a little character, and then you have their name memorialized in there.
Beautiful.
You're probably glad you didn't buy any of those characters.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's why I just keep reusing Audible.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is Sylvan's turn. Not fuck. You just said Sylvan. Spider's turn.
Go.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Spider's turn.
Oh, Spider. Okay. He's gonna go after four because he looks like he's gonna be fucked.
I don't think four's gonna do well.
Oh yeah, 23. Oh
yep, he's dead. You just fucking smash his head whatever you had.
7 points of damage.
Yeah, he basically explodes on you.
Ugh.
Not in a
baby.
Oh my god.
More like in a blood
baby.
Like he's a bag of blood and bones. Okay.
And then he does a Hulk Hogan point at the
just finger guns. I don't even know what this
next
means.
Brother.
All of a sudden, I am a real
let's go, brother.
All right, the other gnolls are like, oh. But it's not their turn, so the two of them look at each other like, fuck. And now it is Val's turn.
Let's see what you can do. You have to move, by the way. Never mind, you have to do it in front of you.
All up in that
sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Miss.
Wait,
wait,
put your modifier
right?
on them.
No, I don't have a modifier.
Yeah, you do. You
for an attack?
You should. It should be, let's see, it's your proficiency plus your strength bonus. Your strength is 17, so that means to plus 5. So it would be 10, but you still miss.
All that
we
had
to go through all that just
yep.
to
grind it in that you missed.
It was really not even close.
Just that I'm out.
I didn't even need to do the math. I knew.
Surge.
I knew before the math that you didn't hit. But
wait, do fighters get 2 attacks at level 4?
No, 5.
But I have
is it 5?
Surge once.
Right.
Could you once a short rest?
Once a short rest.
So you can use action surge if you'd like.
This dude keeps telling me like, you gotta.
I mean, they're looking pretty.
Keep doing it.
16.
That's
plus
a hit.
3.
Yeah,
plus
that's
five.
Where's the other 2?
What?
Your
2 from your proficiency bonus.
Plus your strength.
Strength is 3.
Just
trust
us.
And your proficiency bonus.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust us. We know.
I understand.
we're not gonna steer you wrong.
21.
That's a hit.
Motherfucker.
Who are you hitting?
Is 4 almost dead to the
No,
edge?
4 is gone.
No, 4
is a blood bag.
4 was the... Yeah, he got
right.
Nailed by Shatter and then Smiter finished him off.
He spooged
please,
all over Smiter.
Please
right.
Is what happened.
Smiter
right.
Smiled.
Yeah, and then licked his lips.
I'm going to finish
spooged
this guy off. All right.
1 or 3?
1 is already, 1 has some damage because
okay.
He got hit with Shatter too, but at half.
So you're attacking with what? You're attacking with...
Great Axe.
Okay. That's a 1d8, I believe. Or 1d10 if it's... Yeah, 1d10.
Yeah, probably 2-hand, right? Jesus Christ.
I can't with this.
Do you still taste it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The burps are worse sometimes than the drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 6 or 9?
That's
wait,
a 6.
6
damn.
Plus...
Wait, no, that's the wrong one.
What did you shoot?
Oh,
you roll?
That's
right,
a 20.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you need to roll a...
I need a damage.
I
need a D. Yeah.
D10.
Well, actually, yeah, she's holding it 2-hand.
Yeah, that's great weapon fighting. So, 2 hands. The D10. Is it great? Great X is 10, right? Not 12?
Is it 10?
No, I thought it was 12.
It might be
12. Yeah, it might be 12.
Yeah.
Click here. Take out a 12.
It should say it on your character sheet.
I know I did.
Yeah, one. It's a D12.
Okay, so roll a D12. It's the
the gray one.
Yeah.
4.
Nah, worse.
Plus.
But that makes sense. You rolled a 20 less than.
4 plus 3.
4 plus 3. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. All right.
He is looking pretty hurt.
And that was number 1.
That was 1. Yeah.
That was my action.
Okay, and now it is Pius' turn.
All right. And that was...
That was 1 that got hit.
He's not looking too good, right?
He's pretty fucked up.
He is pretty fucked up.
I'm going to make them make a... I'm going to do Toll of the Dead.
Okay.
That's my spell.
Wisdom saving throw. We got it both, buddy.
Everyone has it.
Yeah, natural 1.
Actually,
yeah,
I could take it too.
Oh, okay. So
do not.
That's a D12 since he's hurt.
I could get
oh, come
it.
Come
on.
4 points of damage.
Maze is like... I gotta get out of here.
Thank you.
shit is going wrong for me.
We picked a bad fight, guys.
Is someone you're gonna have another spoocher?
Probably. Oh, it's now it's not Barrister.
Here he goes.
I kinda wanna see it.
There he goes. Let's see what this bush bless you. Let's see what this bush can do.
Doesn't sound good at all.
I think
time to take this bush for a ride.
I'm gonna toll the dead.
Okay.
The same one that
DC
was hurt.
DC 14.
I'm number 1.
He made it. So, no damage.
Okay.
Useless bush.
that was very un...
You want a berry?
Not a very good first volley from Barry. All right, so the two try to disengage and start moving away. All three of them are disengaging and trying to get away.
Okay.
Because they're fucking cowards.
So they run 30 feet from us?
Yeah. But you're pretty sure they're going deeper into the cave to get reinforcements.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they're all running down the stairs.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so they're in my belly. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, obviously we have to pursue them at this point.
I would think you would want to. Yeah.
Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
You don't got another shatter? You get all?
I do have another shatter. But I only have 2 spell slots.
That's fair.
But who gives a shit? I'm a Hexblade, so I'm going to be up. Alright, I'm going to do shatter. I will get an opportunity to hit all 3. So
okay.
It's a DC 14 constitution.
Love that.
Made it for 1. Missed it for 1. Missed it for 1. So 1 made it.
Okay, so 1, 2, and 3 is what's on the board. So number 1 made it, 2 and
3. 1 made it, 2 or 3. It just doesn't matter. If he gets half damage, he's going to die anyway.
10.
10 points of damage? Okay, so he dies immediately. 1.
Okay.
And the other two are like, didn't even sound like hyenas there.
That's
a fucking goat.
That was a sheep.
That is not what a hyena sounds like. Have you... The cow goes...
He's fucking
hyena.
Anybody else have a spell or something to sling at him?
Maybe.
Wizard?
So, yeah, it's spiders up.
Yeah, I mean, he has a smite, but he's probably not going to kill these guys.
No, I'm...
So he's got... But Smiter is a bitch, so he goes and stands between both of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why is he a bitch?
Like in a good way. He's a good bitch.
He's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
He's a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
He's going to go after
good
2.
Bitch.
Okay.
He's a whack.
Probably not. 14?
Nope.
Dang.
Okay. It is...
I gotcha. I'm coming up behind you.
Val's turn.
Yeah.
So go probably 3.
You can get advantage.
Yeah. That means I can roll twice, right?
No, that means you get two.
No,
yeah, you roll twice and take the higher.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is that 16 or, no, yeah, 19?
Yeah, that, but you can roll again if you get a 20, you get double damage.
16 again?
Okay, so you're, so you hit for 1d12, I guess?
10.
Plus your strength, so that's 13, so he's dead. You cut him like in half.
Okay.
That was 3?
Yeah.
2 is, you see a trickle of urine from coming down 2's leg.
You okay, bro?
Not really.
Still sounds like a goat.
It does sound like a goat. I can't do a hyena. Just goats. So these hyenas, for some reason, sound like goats.
They're gyenas.
Gyenas. And now it is Pius' turn.
I'll try to hold the dead again.
Okay.
Oh,
right. What's the DC?
14.
For wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Yes.
4 points of damage.
Okay.
My fucking D12, man. Brutal.
All right. And now it is Barry's turn.
All right. So Barry now wants to make an impression.
An impression.
He's made one. It's not good.
It's not great. He's going to cast Magic Missile.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's 1d4 plus 1.
You get 3.
Right.
And I guess you're going all after the one that's still alive.
Yeah.
Do you want to hit any of the dead ones?
No, he's going to skip that.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 for the best. He wants to make it a good impression.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I guess I did leave that pretty ambiguous.
Yeah. Just checking. Do you want to hit any of your companions?
Nope.
Please do not.
10.
He is dead.
Nice.
Oh, yeah! Berries for everyone!
Good job, Barry. Can I have a berry?
Yeah.
Is anybody injured?
Here you go.
Yeah, that's Smiter.
So
it's a, what is it?
1d4.
Plus your constitution.
No.
Can I have another one?
Yeah. This is happening!
All right, there we go.
It's pretty handy that you have like a...
All my dreams!
...wealth of potions in a bush.
Yeah.
With a normal potion, do you get your constitution modifier?
No, you only get you. But there is a plus, like
plus 1.
Plus 1
plus,
for regular.
No, wait, that's magic missile.
It's a 44
or plus,
plus
2. Plus it's plus 2 for standard, plus 4 for
and it goes up
greater,
eight,
and then plus 8.
Yeah, these are no pluses. You just get the berry.
You just get the berry. Berry.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
You can have as many as you want up to 8. Now 6.
But if you get greedy,
you're like
they're
Adam. We're just ripping you open to find more.
There's no more. I can't. Oh God! Don't eat my leaves. I love when people eat my berries.
All right, so yeah, you fucking trounce those guys.
Bitches.
Wow, Barry.
I like your gumption, Barry.
Like the cut of your gin.
So do you want to see
your berries suck?
I understand.
Yeah.
I know.
Uh-huh. So, are you going back? You were going north. Do you still want to continue north?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Can we try to stealth better this time?
We can try.
You can try stealthing, yeah.
Alright.
Swing's got the roll of distance.
Probably not going to do too much better.
16.
Okay.
7.
What do you 17. Get?
37, 54, and...
18.
Oh,
damn.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, you're good. I mean, so a crude stone altar. With
we all get behind Barry so that they can't see us moving.
Just a bush. It'll be cool.
Like, is that a moving? No, that can't be a moving bush. Wait,
in
we're in
a cave.
No.
Is
that a cave bush?
I didn't even know there were cave bushes. How does it get sunlight?
Everyone be cool.
He's talking?
Ah, we all
jerk
off. We got
gotcha.
A crude stone altar with a mountain goat's bloody head resting atop it dominates this 8-foot-high cave. The floor around the altar is littered with gnawed animal bones.
Cool.
Nice.
Let's inspect that. You said it was an altar or a trophy? What was it?
So in that room, there are two emaciated gnolls. They're not looking to attack you, but they're like, please don't, we cannot.
Why are you talking normal?
Yeah, you cannot what?
They speak common.
You cannot what?
We don't have the strength.
To do what?
To fight. Our leader is destroying our conclave.
Uh-huh.
Chizika. Is his name. We don't want to fight you.
Do you want to fight him?
We would like to see him taken down.
Would you assist us?
No.
If we heal you?
We're too weak and also we don't want to. Please don't kill us.
Why are they not feeding you?
There's very very little meat left around our hunting grounds. He is and most of the hyenas are dead and we've consumed half of them. That we usually use them to create more gnolls, but we've had to resort to eating them for food, so we can't even replenish our pack.
Do you guys know anything about a fish hook?
Do you want some berries?
Stop.
Meat. We need meat.
You don't know anything about any fish hook, though?
They call berries nature's meat.
Pius smashes one in the head.
Oh my god! Why?
They're evil.
Oh my god.
Rain has no
problem. I mean, they're gonna die. Yeah, like, the other one's like, ah!
You know anything about a fish hook?
No! I haven't heard anything about a fish hook.
He's awful good.
Yeah, it's true. They are dicks.
Yeah.
I can't, we can tell you
there's
what's.
There's no we anymore.
I can tell you what's in the cave.
Jesus Christ.
What's in the cave? Use correct grammar,
please. The chosen of the
spider's like, calm down a little bit. You're starting to scare people.
The chosen of Yinagu is in the cave. He's our pack leader, and there's probably 12 more gnolls that are faithful to him. But there are none of the gnolls are really faithful to him. We all are trying to get rid of him. So they might, if they see the tide turning, turn on him.
Okay.
Please don't kill me.
All right. I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Rain kills
Oh my god.
That's so cruel. What's your alignment?
Chaotic neutral.
Yeah, you're fine. You're okay with that.
It's funny that lawful good and chaotic neutral can have the same reaction. It's like, yeah, it still fits.
It's fine. I mean, they're evil.
They are evil.
Spider goes to him and goes, you might want to calm down a bit.
like I would say, and you're chaotic good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say chaotic, they'd be horrified. Like, the chaotic good people would be like,
yeah.
Oh my god!
Maybe they were just scared.
They were just scared.
They were scared.
There was...
maybe we should have done that!
They were scared, for good reason.
Yeah.
Spider's like, they gave us information... You
we
know.
Can't trust them behind us.
I mean, they weren't. They looked like they were
it
on death's door.
I don't think they were gonna make
then we,
it.
Then we did them a favor.
Smiter is pretty dumb, so he's like, "All right, you make good arguments, I guess." Anything in this shrine?
Roll an investigation. Or no, sorry, perception.
I guess that's gonna be.
Actually, you can roll either. Whichever one you want.
Investigation or perception?
Yep.
I have a +6 in perception.
That's probably better, though.
Or sorry, +4.
Then, okay, whatever you want.
That's not quite as good.
16.
Nice. You don't notice anything.
All looks good here.
All right.
All right. So, the only other way now is, there's no exit in this room except for south, and the only other way to go now is down the stairs.
All right. Stealthily.
30 feet below the surface, a shelf of rocks surrounds this chasm's gaping maw. By the way, you didn't say you were sneaking, so.
I just said
stealthily.
Stealthily, I missed that. Okay,
yeah.
But now that you said it, I heard it. Right, so please roll.
Yay.
You tried to fuck us.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I was going
to
fuck you
trying
real
fuck
hard. I was going
to
fuck you so hard with the 14, sandy dildo. 15.
14 and 13.
Nat 20.
Wow.
Damn.
What'd you get? That's
14.
You're good enough. That's over 15 average. So 30 feet below the surface, a shelf of rock surrounds the chasm's gaping maw. Its cracked sides riddled with caves and festooned with sharp rocks. Farther down in the chasm, you see dead gnolls impaled on some of those fang-like protrusions. Manic laughter echoes through the chasm as you look around, the sound ricocheting off the walls, making its origin impossible to point.
There's a goat in here again.
Fucking goats.
So
make an insight check.
I'm not good at that. That's going to be... Pius does all the checks, because I think he's the only one that's smart at all.
Yeah, I only have a plus one.
Never mind. I'm not too smart this time. 11?
Okay. Yeah, you don't... you know that, like, it's odd that there'd be gnolls impaled on spikes in a cave that's filled with gnolls.
Wait a second. Aren't we in a gnoll cave?
That's a good point.
Is this how they bury
their
dead?
Maybe.
It's the opposite of burying their dead.